quality standards apply.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
They are partying in Alabama. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Fans going crazy after the Crimson Tide won the college football national championship.
Hands down the greatest football game I ever watched in my life.
Alabama beat Georgia 26-23 on a touchdown in overtime to win a fifth national championship in the past 9 years. That was the national anthem before the game. President Trump was on the field, hand over heart, mouthing some of the words, though critics wondered on Twitter if he got some of them wrong.
We want our flag respected.
And that was earlier in the day in Nashville. President Trump, of course, has been critical of NFL players kneeling or sitting, protesting the anthem. And the president also told farmers at a convention in Nashville.
Oh, are you happy you voted for me? You are so lucky that I gave you that privilege.
He hailed tax reform and said he'll help farmers reworking that NAFTA trade deal. Long shunned and sanctioned over its nuclear weapons. North Korea will be back on the world stage at the Olympics next month. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korea and South Korea have been holding their first official talks in more than 2 years, and they've ended with the North saying it will send a team to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea next month, including athletes, spectators, and cheerleaders. A joint statement says the two countries have also agreed to hold further talks to improve relations and to resolve their differences through dialogue. The Olympic team could be small. Only two North Korean athletes have qualified, a pair of figure skaters. Dave?
Simon, 2 days after.
3, 2, 1.
That SpaceX launch in Florida of a U.S. space spy satellite. The Wall Street Journal is reporting it was a failure, citing officials who believe the rocket plunged back to Earth and the highly classified satellite is a total loss. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
It is stormy in California, which could be dangerous. Heavy rains in areas they've already dealt with wildfires, leading to a big risk of mudslides in several counties, Santa Barbara and Ventura. Evacuations called for 20,000 people in neighborhoods below hillsides laid bare by the wildfire that was so large just a few months ago. Hunted down, a suspected home intruder who got away near Seattle after a sheriff's deputy responding to the crime was killed.
A man believed to have been involved in the shooting death of Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Deputy Daniel McCartney is due in court today on a charge of first-degree murder. Frank William Paul was arrested last night on an unrelated felony warrant, and detectives then tied him to Sunday night's shooting.
I'm grateful that we have one suspect in custody and one suspect accounted for.
That's Pierce County Sheriff Paul Pastore. Deputy McCartney was killed during a foot chase as he responded to a home invasion southeast of Tacoma. One suspect was found dead at the scene, but Paul escaped, prompting the search. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
There's quite a legal battle going on in California. Weeks after Charles Manson died, he's the cult leader convicted of infamous murders of actress Sharon Tate and 8 others.
An L.A. County judge told the fighting parties to file paperwork on their claims, and he'll reconsider them all later this month. Jason Freeman says he's Manson's grandson. Michael Channel says he was Manson's pen pal for decades and has a will written up from 2002 giving him executor status. Channels has been running a website, a Manson Museum, museum of sorts with his writings and photos. There's another man who isn't involved in this particular court fight, at least not yet, who claims he's Manson's son. Matt Lentz says he also has a will that he thinks could supersede the other will, and that he wants a DNA test done on Manson to prove he's next of kin.
That's Jessica Rosenthal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. We've got a little fog this morning, but the temperature is getting warmer. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, CBJ. That dense fog advisory is in effect until noon today. We've got a high 37 expected, currently at 29, 33-hour low tonight, a 40% chance of some precipitation. That drizzle carries into Wednesday's forecast, high 52, low 48. Up to 57 on Thursday, a 70% chance of showers likely. Then it dips down to 26 Thursday night, 80% chance of precipitation. That carries into Friday's forecast, where there's a 40% chance of snow and a high 32. A little bit of everything, including the mild conditions on Thursday's forecast with that high 57. I'm hoping things will go well for us. That Cardinal Caravan's coming up on Friday. Again, we're at 29. On ESPN 93.5.
No mention of accumulation totals, anything like that for Friday?
Let me get more detail while you look into our Cardinal Caravan at noon, Hilton Garden Inn.
That's Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn at noon. Doors open at 11. Come on, weather.
New precipitation amounts between a quarter and a half an inch.
Okay, well, we can deal with that.
That's gusts as high as 25 miles per hour on the winds.
That's okay.
Thursday evening.
All right, not bad. It's going to be nice and warm Wednesday, Thursday. Sunday, Martin Luther King Monday, you're going to wake up, it's going to be one above.
Jeez Louise.
All right.
On Thursday, we're near 60.
Yeah, one above.
Within 5 days.
Yeah, I'll give my big coat a few days off.
Okay.
Bring it back
That's
in.
That's what we got.
All right, Nick Saban.
It looked like they were running two trap. The corner trapped on that single receiver.
I take that back. This is Tui Tagovailoa.
Okay.
Amazing story in sports and in life. You never know when the light will shine on you. Tui Tagovailoa was watching the national championship game as a freshman that was going to homecoming and prom 12 months ago. And then Nick Saban came up to Tua Tagovailoa after a dismal Alabama first half and said, "You're playing.
You're up."
It looked like they were running two trap. The corner trapped on that single receiver side, and I held the safety in the middle as the over was coming. I looked back out, and he was wide open. Smitty was wide open, so I hit him, and now here we are now, thank God.
Yeah, he very faithful young man. He thanked Jesus Christ. He thanked his Lord God for the opportunity. He said I wouldn't be here without him. What a bright 19-year-old freshman from Alabama. And then Nick Saban.
One of the things that we said last year when we lost on the last play of the game was, you know, don't waste the failing. And I think the resiliency that this team showed sort of proved that they didn't waste that.
No, they didn't, and the fans were nutty. I mean, it was Georgia's game. 9 minutes go, Georgia's up 10. And Tua Tagovailoa, he was amazing. A little more on the Alabama Crimson Tide victory in overtime over Georgia coming up. Boyd Matheson, you're probably a sports guy. Did you see that Alabama-Georgia game?
Oh, yes. Painfully so. I was hoping Georgia would eke it out, but, man, that was very compelling last night.
But isn't it amazing? Tua Tagovailoa, about 8 hours ago, nobody had ever heard of this young man. And he's the hero in the national championship game. Boyd, you never know. Boyd Matheson could be president. You never know, Boyd. Salt Lake City,
never
Utah. You never say never. Political strategist Boyd Matheson, former chief of staff for Senator Mike Lee. Okay. Wow. Okay, where are we in the Get Trump? It's going to be a board game, by the way. I'm going to invent a board game called Get Trump.
And if it's not collusion, if it's not obstruction, it's got to be 25th Amendment, and he's not mentally stable. And then Steve Bannon's going to get caught in some book quotes, and then he's going to say, no, no, I didn't mean it. And then all the mainstream media will quit talking, want to talk to him, and it won't be a darling anymore. It's just unsort this bag, Boyd.
Wow. Yeah, it's way more complex than the football game last night. But I think the one thing that I think everyone continues to just not understand, especially inside the Beltway in D.C., is that President Trump is 100% transactional. He is not relational. It's not about the relationship. It's about the deal. It's about the transaction. And it's why he can cut a deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on a Monday, and then at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, completely annihilate them on Twitter. And Steve Bannon learned over the weekend that he thought he had a relationship with President Trump. He doesn't. He had a series of successful transactions. I think the biggest problem in the U.S. Senate right now is Mitch McConnell believes he has a relationship with President Trump because they are of the same political party. They don't. They have a series of transactions. And when the transactions are going well, President Trump will praise Mitch McConnell. When he doesn't like it, he'll either fire a shot across the bow or he'll fire a shot at the bow of Mitch McConnell. And so this is the thing that we find ourselves in, is that, and this may actually turn out to be a good thing. This, I don't know how you're going to work this into your board game, Stevie J, but this is it may, as exasperating and exhausting as this first year has been, I think one of the legacies of the Trump administration may be jamming the logjam of the partisanship in Washington, because everyone is going to have to deal with it, not on the relationship of party and politics, but on the transaction of policy. And I actually think that's a good thing for the Republic.
Yeah, I love the fact that it's a result-based deal. I like that. And if he's a guy who's written The Art of the Deal, why can't anyone but Boyd Matheson explain it incredibly well? I mean, I've never heard anybody say this.
Yeah, it's because it's too easy to do the other. The relational thing is what has driven Washington politics, national politics, for many decades now, and it's gotten worse over the years. And part of the reason is because you have people on both the left and the right who use this form of division and this kind of sensationalism to drive fundraising. I mean, there is an industrial complex of epic proportion on the left and the right. I mean, there's a reason why 6 out of the 10 wealthiest counties in America are suburbs of Washington, D.C. These people don't manufacture anything. You know, there are no widgets and computers and anything else. It's all power, money, and influence.
Yeah.
And you'll see it this week. We're going to talk about raising the debt ceiling again. The left has already sent out their fundraising email saying if this doesn't happen, it's going to be Armageddon by Friday. Send $50. And the Republicans have already sent out their fundraising email. You know, if we don't get this done, we're on the road to serfdom and socialism by Friday. Send $100. And they raise hundreds of millions of dollars every month on this industrial complex. And so they don't want to talk about the transactions of policy, because it prevents them from doing the politics and the money and the power and the influence that goes with it.
Yeah. Fantastic analysis, Boyd. Political analyst, what's the name of your group in Salt Lake City?
The Sutherland Institute, SutherlandInstitute.org, is the place to go.
All right. So am I too cynical when I say no Democrat wants anything to go Donald Trump's way because it's a power midterm, got to kick him out, he's crazy, he's colluding, he's doing all. They just are bent. There are a certain number of folks in this country that are so bent on hating him and getting rid of him, nobody has time to build a case for why you would elect a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right. And the Democrats, sadly, did not learn the lesson that the Republicans didn't learn when President Obama was in office, and that is the American people want to know what you are for. What is your vision for the future? They understand you're going to be against the other party. They understand you're going to be against the president. They get that. But they want to know, what are you for? I always frame that in the Boston to Philadelphia context. You know, the original Boston Tea Party was really just a protest against what the colonists didn't want: government that taxed them too much, regulated too much, way too intrusive. But had they stopped in Boston, you know, what we celebrate as the Boston Tea Party wouldn't even have been a footnote in history. Would have been one more angry mob shouting at a big government. But they marched it forward, took them 14 years to get from Boston, where they protested against the government they didn't want, to get to Philadelphia in 1787 and put down in the Constitution. This is the kind of government we do want. And sadly, because of industrial complex on both sides of the aisle right now, we're having a lot of Boston battles. But I am convinced if we don't have a Philadelphia vision, we're not going to be a footnote in history. And the Democrats haven't learned that lesson. Republicans didn't learn it during President Obama's term. It's why they floundered. People have to understand, we get what you are against. Always be ready for a Boston battle. No question. Stand on principle and policy. But show us a Philadelphia vision. That's what the American people are after. And if the Democrats don't get that, this blue wave that everyone's talking about is not even going to be a mud puddle.
Boyd, your Senator Orrin Hatch is retiring. Mitt Schmidt, why don't you run for Senator of Utah?
I think I'm in the right chair at the Sutherland Institute, and I'm going to keep trying to frame things from this spot. And Mitt will bring some interesting things to the table. Here's an interesting thing, Stevie. He's one of the few people who actually understands what it means to be transactional.
Yeah.
Because as a business guy, he gets it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people who are predicting this big, you know, Romney-Trump battle royale are going to be sadly disappointed.
Well, yeah.
I think Mitt will make deals when there are deals to be had. He'll call them out on other things for sure.
And that'll be fine as long as they get stuff done. I mean, that's all right. Boyd,
yes.
I think you're terrific. SutherlandInstitute.org. Find Boyd Matheson. Always a pleasure to chat with you. Keep up your great work.
Hey, thanks, Stevie J. All the best.
Boyd Matheson out in Salt Lake City, Utah this morning, where it is 6:16 Mountain Time. 7:16 in Champaign-Urbana. My son Christian has jumped in. We were up late because we watched the game. Diane,
good morning, Christian.
You stay up?
Good morning.
You stay up? We stayed up. You stay up?
No.
Well, it was late.
Everything this morning.
It was kind of late. Here we go with our sports headlines. Christian Kachaturian.
Well, Alabama beats Georgia in the national championship in Atlanta. It was a snooze fest in the first half, but the roller coaster finish to the college football championship game made it worth staying up late as Alabama true freshman Tua Tagovailoa, don't know who that is, went from obscurity to MVP as he led the Crimson Tide to a come-from-behind 26-23 overtime thriller over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Fire to the end zone!
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Alabama freshman QB Tua Tagovailoa, who enters in his first career college football game in the second half to replace the struggling Jalen Hurts, tosses his third touchdown pass of the game to Devontae Smith, a 41-yard strike to win the game in overtime. Fourth-ranked Alabama defeats number 3 Georgia 26-23 to win the college football playoff national championship, marking the sixth title win for head coach Nick Saban in his career, tying him for the most all-time with Bear Bryant. That also marks Alabama's 17th national championship win in program history. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Chicago Bears have hired Kansas City offensive coordinator Matt Nagy to be the 16th head coach in Bears history. Nagy will be charged with developing quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He's also charged with being the quarterback whisperer. Former Fighting Illini linebacker and Dick Butkus Award winner Dana Howard has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame. Nobody in the history of Big Ten has more tackles. Mm. Howard has 94 more tackles than the second-place guy, John Sullivan, all-time for Illinois.
Wow.
The Fighting Illini are getting ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the State Farm Center. Both teams are combined 0-9. In conference play.
Now we go.
The Super Bowl halftime show is set. It'll be Justin Timberlake doing the big show. The national anthem will be performed by Pink. Super Bowl 52, February 4th, in the Dome in Minneapolis.
All right.
That's sports.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. I thought it was going to be outside, but it's a little too cold.
Yeah.
In the Dome. Where the Saints play.
Yeah, that's big time.
That's good practice, huh?
Yeah.
Good practice. Good practice. All right, good job, Christian, with the Sports 719. Dana Howard, 594 tackles.
Thank you.
594 tackles. Hall of Famer Dana Howard. I'll play a clip from Jeremy Warner's show yesterday with Dana.
Nice.
Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got a dense fog advisory until noon and...
pretty thick out there right now. Today's high 37, 33, our low tonight. 40% chance of precipitation comes our way Wednesday. 52 our high, 48 our low. Bumps up to a 70% chance of precipitation come Thursday. High 57, Friday's high only 32 with a 40% chance of snow. Currently 29 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll check our Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Rob Meyer over at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll play a clip from Dana Howard's visit with Jeremy Warner yesterday. Hall of Famer Dana Howard will play that next. Ricky Horton, Cardinals, coming up.
From the Fox Business Network, French authorities have begun a criminal investigation into Apple over consumer claims that the company is deliberately shortening the lifespan of iPhones. Bloomberg reports that prosecutors in Paris are confirming the investigation. It comes just weeks after Apple apologized to consumers for software changes that deliberately slow down older iPhones to prevent unexpected shutdowns. Well, Intel stepping in to advance the technology for self-driving cars. The company saying its Mobileye technology will be used by 2 million vehicles to create special roadmaps that can be used by autonomous vehicles. BMW, Volkswagen, and Nissan are involved in the project. Well, as more of us shop online and expect quick deliveries, that's creating a shortage of air cargo space. Dow Jones quotes one shipping executive as saying, "You're literally pleading and begging to get on airplanes." According to one industry estimate, global air freight climbed 9% year over year in November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Roger Stern.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit reports, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's creditkarma.com/radio.
Okay, Dana Howard was on with Jeremy Warner yesterday morning on the Jeremy Warner Show, and Jeremy wanted to know, you know, how'd you find out? It's pretty funny.
Well, to be honest with you, I got a box in the mail about 3 weeks ago, and we were in the process of moving from one house to another. My wife was like, "Here's a box for you. Why don't you open it up?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll get it later." And my daughter grabbed the box out of my new bedroom last Friday and opened it while we were on in the kitchen. It's kind of football Hall of Fame. So she I didn't realize it until she wanted to throw the football. And I said, What did it say? She said, "It's something about College Football Hall of Fame." And she was like, "I'm gonna throw it." I was like, "No, you're not. Don't throw the football." I didn't know. I just opened this last Friday. That's when I found out.
Unbelievable. So, we've all been in a situation coming back from vacation or, you know, moving can be, you know, moving. Yeah. So your boxes of stuff, and then you got a stack of mail that you got to go through.
Sure.
And so there's a box there, and you're not expecting anything. You'd think on the return it'd say something like College Football Hall of Fame, open me. you want to open that one.
Sure.
And usually the bigger stuff you kind of take a
break. Right, right. To me, a package is better than a bill.
Yeah, no, exactly. So you are definitely opening the boxes, but not if you're moving and it says in my new bedroom, my daughter saw it. Wow. Dana Howard Hall of Fame, congratulations. Nice guy. I remember talking to him a few times back in the 90s. Just
did he ever
nice
do
guy.
A sports cast with you? Sometimes when people left, you'd have the athletes come in and do that.
No, we had Kurt Kittner and Brandon Lloyd and all the offensive.
Well, Josh Whitman had done around with you.
Josh Whitman. It was his first radio appearance, our new athletic director.
Exactly.
Josh Whitman was the tight end for Illinois back in the day, and he did. That was the first time, I believe, he was ever on the radio.
Uh-huh.
And a little by coaching, look what happened.
Exactly.
Anyway, Josh always has been a together great guy.
Yeah.
But we've had a lot of, but never had Tony, I'm sorry, Dana. We had Tony Pachos, who was literally had to walk into the studio almost sideways because he was bigger than the doorway.
Wow.
He was 6'6", 340 in the corner of my studio. It was ridiculous. Tony Pachos played for, the Giants? How many years? Anyway, no, we never had Dana Howard on. Congratulations, Hall of Famer Dana Howard. Coming up, we've got our Pet of the Week, kind of a feature thing. Ask the Vet. It's Dr. Todd Likens. Do you have any pet questions? something's going on with your kitty cat dog. I want to know when best to...
My Tinkerbell's having surgery today with Dr. Todd. Mastosis or whatever.
Yeah.
We talked about her, you know, breast or whatever, having a mass on it. And
so what is
it? It seemed to be fine, but they think it's a tumor now. It's gotten a little worse in the past 2 weeks.
How old is Tinkerbell?
8.
Uh-huh.
So, and she's never been spayed, so she'll have that done.
Oh, boy.
She's past the... prime to have puppies anyway. We never did find her a good
get her all done
mate.
Kind of a one-stop shop
right.
thing. Okay. Is Tinkerbell gonna be okay?
I think she'll be fine.
Talk to Dr. Todd. If you have any questions, you can always text in or comment about anything we say or do. Just 359-2255. Mm-hmm. We'll welcome your texts. Any cardinal questions? The caravan is Friday. Get a jump on that with our MC Friday, Ricky Horton. I think Rick Horton does a great job.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah, I think he's really, really, good. Really good. And Christian and I are pretty familiar with this. Dan McLaughlin and Rick Horton work on the TV booth on
great.
The TV side. He's just good. I mean, you can tell he's a good guy. A guy you want to hang with. He's just cool. And, you know, we got this guy's name, Osuna?
Yeah.
Marcel Osuna from Miami. That's a biggie. We're all kind of looking around for another biggie, Jake Arrieta, Josh Donaldson. Jake Arrieta, apparently it is Cubs or Cards. Well, the Cubs go
That's bizarre to me because he was going to Milwaukee for the longest time.
I don't get that. I mean, I'd take Jake Arrieta on a heartbeat, and Cubs don't want him pitching against him, I wouldn't think.
He's a Cy Young pitcher.
Yeah.
So that's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, just kick in Anthony Rizzo. We'll be good. Yeah, we need a first baseman, too. Anyway, Ricky Horton will be coming up in a matter of moments. Don't miss that interview as we talk Cardinal baseball. The hot stove has been active. And very
Wednesday night feature.
And we stream it all. You can stream everything. In fact, our ESPN show is now streamable.
Yeah.
Just go to the WSJK app and download our station, and then you can stream all our stuff, except at this point for baseball.
And on the computer, ESPNCU.com.
And podcasting, too. That's where I got the Dana Howard clip from Jeremy's show yesterday.
That's right.
And leave it to Jeremy and Austin getting Dana Howard on.
Moved on it right away.
5 minutes after he gets it there on the phone with Dana Howard. Support yourself. Support community groups. Keep CU unique when you shop at CMI, CMI Online, CMIClean.com. Owners Betsy and Brad Parks would like to give you and your business a quote. Whether you need floor matting, aerosols, soaps, carpet and bathroom care, laundry products, floor equipment, ice melt, cleaning chemicals, you're going to find it all at CMI. Think local first, CMIClean.com, CMIClean.com. 359-6262.
There was an incident on the U of I campus yesterday at 5:40 p.m. Aggravated assault and battery that took place when a U of I student was walking near Altgeld Hall was approached by four male suspects who attempted to engage the student in conversation. The student continued to walk and was subsequently struck in the head by one of the suspects who was carrying a hard object in his hand. So the U of I Police Department is actively investigating this crime and working to obtain video of the incident, and they encourage anyone with information to visit crimereports.com.
Well, it's going to pick up on campus where Altgeld Hall near the Union, right near Green and Ride, for Pete's sakes.
Yep, that whole area has kind of shifted in its look after MCOR.
And you've got a lot of evergreens right around there.
That's true.
And right now it's pretty quiet around campus until Christian?
The weekend?
Weekend, maybe?
Yep.
People will be back in town this weekend to get the semester going Tuesday, I think, right? A week from today.
Day after Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, all right. So it's that went fast.
Yeah.
Got another week, though. Got another week.
Yeah, hanging on to that.
Anyway, you just when you hear stories like that, you wish everybody was, Jackie Chan. You just want to kick their butt.
Yeah.
It just makes you so mad.
Right.
Okay, we're going to take our Fox News. We're going to talk to Ricky Horton coming up. St. Louis Cardinal Caravan coming up. Pitcher Rick Horton next, ESPN 93.5.
You will flush now. You will... No. Oh, please flush. Please. No.
Clogged pipes. Damaged pipes. Pipes, period. We're your emergency and non-emergency go-to for underground solutions.
No matter the mess, the turmoil, or the time, Stevens Underground Solutions will be there when you need us. For all your sewer issues, call anytime 24/7. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. That's 202-3385.
Hey, Mike Claiborne here, and I'm with Chris Raby. And Chris, do you know baseball season is getting closer than you think?
Sure is, Claibs. It's going
going to be a busy offseason for the Cardinals, and we're excited to bring you Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren every week, December through March.
It's my favorite show. We got so much to talk about. McGee, Okendo, and all the other new players that are going to be coming to St. Louis.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy offseason for the Cardinals as they try to get back to the postseason and we'll have some fun every week. Cardinals Countdown to Opening Day, presented by Ameren on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
Body Bronze Sunless Spa and Christie Clinic Dermatology have partnered to host a once-in-a-lifetime charity event on January 23rd at the City Center in Champaign. I'm Kristen Little, the owner of Body Bronze Sunless Spa, and I will be attempting to break a Guinness World Record for the most spray tans in 1 hour. With the current record at 78, I have my work cut out for me. I will be utilizing this unique platform to help raise money and awareness for skin cancer, with proceeds benefiting Christie Cancer Center and its patients. One of the main fundraising elements at our event is a Build-A-Blanket Center, where you can get hands-on in making a difference. Chemo treatments often result in very difficult side effects. Our Confidentially Yours Build-A-Blanket campaign during this event will help us provide those patients with something comforting during this difficult time. We want to encourage our local community members, friends, and family to help us make a difference. Please join us on January 23rd to personally build a blanket during our Guinness World Record attempt. You can't make the event? No worries. Blankets will be available for sponsorship all month long on bodybronze.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. After the first talks between the Koreas in 2 years, they agree to hold more on reducing military tensions, and North Korean athletes will be attending the Olympics next month.
After a few hours of talks, but a village on the North Korea-South Korea border, South Korea's Vice Unification Minister Chun Hae-sung saying North Korea has said it will send a delegation to the upcoming Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Trump meets this morning with members of Congress about an immigration policy that he's ordered to end in March.
Republicans and Democrats have both signaled support for a DACA deal, a program initiated by the Obama administration to shield young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children from deportation. President Trump says without funding for a border wall opposed by Democrats, he won't sign a DACA fix.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
It's a familiar place you know. It's a relationship to hold on to. It's a place for families, a part of growing up, and a key to staying healthy. There are warm, friendly faces, people you trust because you know you're in good hands, because you know there's complete passion, professionalism, and heart. If it's your first time or another visit, you get the care you deserve at Illini Smiles Dental Care. Dr. Shu, Dr. Fott, and Dr. Liu and their team are ready to see you now. Illini Smiles Dental Care, 303 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Book your visit online today at IlliniSmilesDentalCare.com. That's IlliniSmilesDentalCare.com. Illini Smiles Dental Care. We love to see you smile.
All right, ask to that coming up in 20 minutes, 359-2255, if you have any pet questions. But if you have any Cardinal questions, hot stove stuff, text in something now. Rick Horton coming up in a moment. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 foggy forecast from the National Weather Service.
Got some freezing fog now with the temperature at 29, up to 37 today. The dense fog advisory in effect until noon. 33-hour low tonight, a 40% chance of drizzle into Wednesday's forecast. More mild with a high 52, low 48. 40% chance of precipitation goes to a 70% chance of showers likely Thursday, high 57. 32, the high with snow in the forecast as we wrap up the week Friday. And we see that Cardinal Caravan come our way at noon at the Hilton Garden Inn. Currently 29 on ESPN 93.5.
He is Rick Horton. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Horton. Everybody loves Rick Horton. Ricky, how are you?
Oh, I appreciate that. What a great way to wake up to have people tell you they love him.
Listen, Christian, tell him. I said, what do you think of Rick? And
Big fan.
We're fired up about Rick Horton. And, you know, I like Tim McCarver doing the games and stuff. I think he's good. But when you and Dan are in there, it's really good. Does anything change? Did ESPN buy Fox? What happened here? I'm confused.
Well, you know, it's a great question, and certainly I saw some many reports about that happening. It hasn't affected any of us yet. I'm sure it'll be down the road where there'll be some kind of changes around. But apparently, ESPN has kind of bought the regional Foxes, which of course Fox Sports Midwest is part of that. So we'll just have to see what changes are down the road. But this year it'll be the same as far as our broadcasting crew, and I look forward to doing it. A bunch of games with Danny Mac, who is very sharp and very good at what he does.
Well, listen, I'm not sure if you'd know more than me, but I don't think the St. Louis Cardinals have ever been in this position where the Cubs are actually better. I don't know in the history of the Cardinals where you really could say that, and the Cardinals are chasing a little, trying to get up to speed here with this hot stove. What's your take on it all?
Well, the last time I remember the Cubs being better, they had Rick Sutcliffe and Andre Dawson, and they were playing in the World Series in 84, I believe it was, in 85. And so, but it felt like it was an aberration. But this feels a little different because the Cubs have not just made a run, but they've gotten solid, too. But, you know, honestly, the Cardinals are solid. And when you talk about better than, you know, baseball is kind of a funny game. Is, you know, it's still who gets the hot bullpen at the end of the year and who avoids injuries. And, you know, you get in the playoffs and you play well at the right time and things just spin pretty quickly. And so I think that, you know, the Cardinals are not in a bad position. And I don't think you have to worry so much about chasing the Joneses as much as you do just taking care of your own business. I think they took care of business this winter with a couple of key acquisitions.
Any more? I mean,
well, I think one more bat is needed. And they need to fix, but they need to bolster the back end of the bullpen. Your Cardinals got, they signed Luke Gregerson, who was originally a Cardinal. He's a really good kind of middle guy. And then, of course, you've got some of the holdover guys and Tui Valala and Matt Bowman and Brebbia had a big year last year. But you know, who's going to be the ninth inning games over guy? I think it'd be good to go out and test the market. And I know they are testing the market for who that might be.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals definitely need one more splash. But, Ricky, this lineup last year was special in the sense that you could go through the roster and not recognize a name. And so my question is, who's going to be the guy this year? Is Carp going to get back to that position, or is Ozuna going to take over? Who's going to be the guy in the Cardinals lineup?
Well, Christian, what I think is going to happen, and Cardinal fans' hope is going to happen, I think John Mozeliak's plan is that Ozuna – will make the guys around him better. And I don't think he has to make Tommy Pham any better than he was a year ago.
Yeah.
Pham was awesome. But I think Carpenter was, you know, he was good, and other guys were good. But you know, Cardinals had a number of guys hit 20 home runs, but it wasn't, you know, you could have taken the Cardinals lineup and thrown it in a bag and picked out one at a time, and it wouldn't have made a difference who hit where. There wasn't that scary guy. And I think Ozuna can be that scary guy. He had a big-time year last year. And, of course, Paul DeJong, who's going to be in Champaign on Friday, for the Caravan, led the team in home runs with 25. That doesn't even count the 13 he hit in AAA. So, yeah. You know, we've got him coming back, and that's a positive.
All right. Is it am I bad? Not necessarily totally 100% confident about Tommy. Can he do this again? And is it a litmus Diaz hangover to think that Paul DeJong can't do what he did? I mean, I'm a little nervous about that. I'm really hoping.
Well, I think all baseball people are always nervous about that sophomore, you know, slump. And I don't think it's a jinx. I think it's people make adjustments to you.
Right.
And I do know that Tommy Pham's working very hard, and Paul DeJong's really a smart guy, too. And they're going to both kind of make sure that they take that step to get ahead. But, you know, honestly, I think it's a reasonable, I don't want to say doubt, but, I mean, I think you have to at least, can't count on it, let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. You can't count on them being as great as they were last year. You hope they are, and maybe they'll be better. But, you know, I look at Stephen Piscotty as an example, a guy that had a terrific year, did some tinkering so he could hit more home runs, and he went backwards. So, you know, of course, he dealt with personal things, with his mom's illness that may certainly contributed to that. But the point is, you know, it's a tough list. You know, players love to say it's easy to get to the big leagues. It's hard to stay there.
Could you throw the ball on the black at the knees and then 2 inches high as a homer? I mean, it's unbelievable the kind of control that you expect now from your top-line people. And if you make a 2-inch mistake, they'll cream it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me if I could do that. I mean, you were saying the universal you, because I was going to say I can do it, but I can do it at 60 miles an hour. But the point is, you're exactly right. I mean, the strike zone, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying the way baseball's changed. The strike zone is smaller. There are less corners.
Yep.
There are less things at the knees. And I know baseball has decided we like home runs. And I think there'll be a correction in that someday. I think people will say, you know, yeah, we like home runs, but we don't want to play home run derby here because, you know, that's that crazy thing we do in July. Let's hold that off for then. But let's let baseball be baseball, which includes outfield speed, moving runners over. All those things become less important in the game now because 8 guys in the lineup can hit a home run because guys are so strong. I mean, they really are. The guys are working out like crazy, and it's natural, I think, to the best of my knowledge. So, I mean, it's just a different game because of the power.
Okay, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance presenting Cardinal Caravan. You'll hear and see Rick Horton. You can get an autograph. It'll be this Friday. Noon is when we start. 11 is when the doors open. And, again, our players, Paul DeJong is our headline guy. We're real excited about Paul DeJong. Oscar Mercado. Andrew, is it Neisner?
Kisner.
Andrew Kisner, Randy Flores, and Alan Bennis are alums. Oscar Mercado is supposed to be like one of the top prospects we have, right?
I remember when he was drafted out of Tampa, Florida. He's originally born in Columbia and grew up in Tampa and was the second round pick for the Cardinals in 2013. And he was a kind of a can't miss shortstop, middle infield kind of guy. But he's turned into an outfielder and had a pretty good season last year. Hit close to .290 in Double A and also stole 38 bases. That I know Cardinal fans have come to like the fact that maybe that's something we need to add more to our team. And, you know, Magnera Sierra, who we traded to Miami, was kind of exciting in that regard. So Mercado could be that kind of player. He may be very close to being a big leaguer. He went to the Arizona Fall League, which is what Paul DeJong did, and then got that much better. And so we're kind of hoping for the same for him. And Kisner hit .300 last year as a catcher. And, you know, maybe he's the next catcher down the road that we could have in reserve for, not that Carson Kelly can't do it, but Yadier Molina, certainly the guy, but it's always nice to keep developing talent.
I wanted to let you know, too, Christian, my son here, is very active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes in Illinois, and we've got Illini Land FCA will be selling the raffle tickets. And, Rick, I know you were very active in the whole St. Louis region of FCA, correct?
Oh, I still am. I'm actually speaking at an FCA banquet in Effingham, and I've been to Champaign before, and I know Lovie Smith. I actually was connected with Lovie when he was here in St. Louis and really appreciate him and his leadership and his heart and his compassion. But FCA to me is, you know, that's my heartbeat. I love Cardinal baseball, but FCA is kind of my DNA and just really excited about all the things that are going on in the region with coaches and athletes.
Well, we appreciate all that you've done there. And last year when we got iced out, you know, why the Cardinal organization? I mean, so we get iced out, this charitable stuff. The Cardinals bring all these great prizes. They give a charity a chance to sell the raffle tickets and keep the money. Because we were iced out, the Cardinals still sent FCA a check, Rick. Come on. Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Well, the Cardinals are a phenomenal organization from top to bottom. And you know, this is not pandering. This is not, you know, kind of sucking up to the boss here. But the fact is, when you look at the way Mr. DeWitt runs the organization, it permeates from the top, the head guy, down to all the people in the promotions department. I mean, they're just quality people, and the people that come on the caravan, I love being with them. The young people, they hire well, young people that care about doing their job well, and we always have a fun time on the caravan. I can't wait. I was so bummed to miss it last year, and looking forward to getting back out there this year.
Yeah.
with you pitching for the Cardinals back in the mid-'80s and then seeing the new stadium, reflect on that, Ricky, and how that feels.
Well, you know, you always remember the old because it connects in a certain way. And, you know, I still say that when I go to New York, I'm the only person on the planet that this is Shea Stadium,
yeah.
Which was kind of a dump, but it was where I grew up watching games. So it has a heart connection to me that really is not going to go away. I mean, I remember my mom and dad taking me to games there and watching Nolan Ryan pitch and Tom Seaver and watching them play the Cardinals and Mike Shannon and Bob Gibson and Tim McCarver. I mean, that was a big deal to go to those games. So I feel the same way about Busch, too, that, you know, the stadium has some memories of some really cool moments that I was fortunate to be in. But, you know, clearly the stadium is better, it's newer, better, and you got to move on. But it doesn't mean the memories fade away.
Can't wait to meet you in person, Rick. Thank you for all you've done in your career and stuff to help people, because you're very active with all that. You're just a good guy. Everybody likes Ricky Hoyt. I mean, it's just no matter what happens with Fox Sports 1 ESPN, you're going to always work, man. You're really good at what you do, and it's fun to listen to you.
That.
I mean it. No, I really
do. I appreciate that very much.
We'll look forward to it. Let's keep the weather good. It's going to be 57 here on Thursday and then snow and 30 on Friday, so we're kind of tiptoeing a little bit. But we'll see you Friday. Looking forward to the Cardinal Caravan record, and thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, can't wait. Good to be with you guys. Have a great day.
You bet. Ricky Horton, ESPN 93.5. Great guy. Really, really good guy.
Now, the World Series ring that he won in 88 was actually a member of the Dodgers. So, but he appeared in the World Series for the Cardinals in 85 and 87.
Yeah,
I was reading,
yeah. We lost those darn things. Kansas City and I think Minnesota. I
okay.
All right. ESPN 93.5, be there, Cardinal Caravan. Buy the raffle tickets for all the great prizes. Support Illiniland FCA.
A little bit of trivia on Ricky Horton. He briefly appeared in the Field of Dreams. Shown pitching for the White Sox in a scene where Ray's young daughter is watching baseball on television.
I think I remember that.
Okay,
he did.
You might have to bring that up because stir up this kind of stuff.
Last time we talked, he mentioned that.
Is that right?
He still gets comments about that.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, should have got some royalties out of that. All right, we're going to jump to our sports. It's ESPN 93.5. If you have a pet question, that's next. All you have to do is text in 359-2255. We'll have Dr. Todd Likens on from the Pet Pro. That'll be coming up next. All right, morning sports. Christian has that.
The Alabama Crimson Tide beats Georgia in the national championship in Atlanta. It was a snooze fest in the first half, but the roller coaster finish to the college football championship game made it worth staying up late as the Alabama true freshman, Tua Tagovailoa, went from obscurity to MVP as he led the Crimson Tide to a come-from-behind 26-23 overtime thriller over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins!
Audio courtesy of ESPN, Alabama freshman QB Tua Tagovailoa, who enters in his first career college football game in the second half to replace the struggling Jalen Hurts, tosses his third touchdown pass of the game to Devontae Smith, a 41-yard strike to win the game in overtime. Fourth-ranked Alabama defeats number 3 Georgia 26-23 to win the college football playoff national championship, marking the sixth title win for head coach Nick Saban in his career, tying him for the most all-time with Bear Bryant. That also marks Alabama's 17th national championship win in program history. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The Chicago Bears have hired Kansas City offensive coordinator Matt Nagy to be the 16th head coach in Bears history. Nagy will be charged with developing quarterback Mitchell Trubisky. He's also charged with being the quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, he was what? Offensive coordinator Kansas City?
Yeah, for a year.
Mm-hmm. 1 year?
He's only 39.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe that's what we need.
We'll see.
It's not John Gruden. Yeah.
Former Fighting Illini linebacker and Dick Butkus Award winner Dana Howard has been elected to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Nobody in the history of the Big Ten has more tackles than Howard. Howard has 94 more tackles than the second-place guy, John Sullivan.
What'd you figure that was? How many tackles in 4 years? How many tackles?
I mean, he's got to be averaging 10 a game for 4 years.
That's unbelievable.
It's probably more like
594 was his number?
594 tackles.
That's crazy.
It's probably more like six freshmen and sophomore year and then like 18 juniors.
He's tackling people when they run out on the field.
Listen, I remember.
Let me just start out.
Number 40, Dana Howard. I remember in the 90s, he was always on top of the pile. He was always around the ball. It was amazing. I mean, he's a... tackle history leader, I mean, ever in the Big Ten.
Well, and he's got 94 tackle lead. That's basically a season.
Another season for Man, that's impressive.
It's wild.
That's Hall of Fame stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fighting Illini basketball are getting ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the State Farm Center. Both teams are combined 0-9 in conference play.
Man. Ouch.
Let's go.
Now we go.
Let's go.
The Super Bowl halftime show is set. It'll be Justin Timberlake doing the big show. The national anthem will be performed by Pink. Super Bowl 52, February 4th in the Dome in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
That's sports.
If it's in Minneapolis and the Saints play the Minneapolis team there, I think they're called the Minnesota Vikings, that means the Saints will play in Minneapolis twice over the next month. Isn't that amazing? That's so amazing.
Better get used to it.
I hope so. And then Minnesota's going, it's a home game.
Yeah, really. Well, that
Super Bowl home game.
Well, unfortunately, it's set up just like the Saints were in, was it 2009?
Whatever
year
that was.
They won the Super Bowl in the Dome.
Right.
They had it in the Superdome in New Orleans.
Was it in the Superdome?
Wasn't it?
I don't think so. No, it was in Miami. We went.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It wasn't Miami.
But they have Super Bowls in the Superdome,
yeah.
And if you happen to be the team,
right.
You're just
the
home
game.
Home. Yeah.
Right.
Unbelievable.
And typically, that's in the thick of the Mardi Gras season, too.
Yeah.
So it is quite a party.
And I just love Mike and Alex Walter, and I'm hoping that your team comes within a field goal of the Saints.
There you go.
Yeah,
just,
go Saints.
Yeah, go Saints. Go Saints! All right, here we go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. You just got to watch the fog stuff.
It's true. In fact, there's a dense fog advisory until noon. It's pretty thick out there. They say visibility is a quarter mile or less. Today's high 37, 33 our low tonight. 40% chance of precipitation overnight and throughout the day on Wednesday, where there's a high 52, low 48 expected. Some foggy conditions coming into Thursday, then a 70% chance of showers, high 57, low 27. A wintry mix on Thursday night and a 40% chance of snow Friday as we wrap up the week with a high 32, low 17. Wow. We're just all over the place on these temperatures. So make sure you're dressing accordingly because this is when a lot of people get sick. Right now the temperature's at 30, ESPN 93.5.
Financial stress is a common thread across generations. Finances are the top causes. Stress for 38% of baby boomers. Top cause of stress for 46% of Gen X and 51% of millennials, according to PricewaterhouseCoopers. The 2016 Employee Financial Wellness Survey and the experts at Busey share the top financial concerns among each generation. Baby boomers, those born from 46 to 64, concerned about retirement and health care. Gen Xers, those born mid-60s to early 80s, worried about running out of money. 44% struggle to meet household expenses on time. Millennials born between the mid-80s and the early 2000s more concerned about meeting current expenses. Well, the experts at Busey encourage all generations to get back to the financial basics and budget. Busey has a wealth of financial resources to help you get back on track. With your financial concerns in mind, Busey will help develop health money management habits and improve your finances. Visit any Busey's convenient locations, any one of their convenient locations today, or contact them at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value. No bank guarantee. Ladies and gentlemen,
I might be wacky, but I want
to
play.
Time to talk to our veterinarian, Dr. Todd Likens.
I'm your best friend, you can get away.
Who doesn't love doggies and cats?
I deserve a treat, because I'm a fluffy bear.
Yeah, man, yeah, come on, pot roast.
I got hair. Shaking the air, doggy by the day. Because I'm happy. Like a
If you have any pet questions, you can always text them in, 359-2255. Dr. Todd Likens, Christian's in studio with us, Diane Ducey. How are you, Todd?
We're doing good this morning.
All right. So last when we spoke, it was like minus 100, and I said I had to get little booties for little Lovey, and all the booties were sold out around the market, couldn't find any. So I was talking about getting mittens and making my own. Anyway, it's gotten better. We got a little respite. It's going to get cold again. When you bathe and groom for $20 at the Pet Pro, is it too cold sometimes to do it where you just don't want to take the dog out until they're bone dry?
Well, yeah, we got to make sure the dogs are dry going out. I mean, they can't be wet. That destroys their insulation. So, but they get all yucky. Their hair coat gets dirty and it doesn't insulate as well. So doing a grooming and getting all the dead hair out and everything helps make them keep warm. It helps them keep warmer.
A Tinkerbell under the knife, Diane's doggy today, huh?
Yes, and to me, this is one thing that I want to enlighten people. A lot of times we just pet our dog on the back and we don't, you know, rub their belly and things like that. And I'm so glad that in talking to you, we learned to do all that and we found that little lump that turned into kind of a golf-sized mass, it seems like, inside the last few weeks.
Yeah, that's something I always recommend, a monthly. Just think of the first month. Just feel your dog all over looking for lumps, because the faster you find them, the better off we are.
We did that with Charlie, and we found it was fat, but yours was a tumor. That's no
right,
good.
Right,
right. Yeah, and so hers is also can be a teaching that, you know, getting your dog spayed as they get older can reduce the chances of certain types of cancers.
Really?
The same with neutering the male. Yeah, you just... The water tumors are hormonally regulated, so the high hormonal levels can cause cancers.
Wow. Okay. What Bob Barker always say? Always get your pets
spayed
and neutered.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got a text in, Dr. Todd, that says, what's going on with all the bad treats for dogs? Like Old Roy's, a lot of Purina brands are being labeled as harmful.
Well, it's a lack of regulation by the FDA, and
really?
I don't trust, you know, where they buy their raw ingredients from. Just can drive me crazy. I mean, I like American stuff, but there's ways they can get around that and buy it from China and make it look like they bought it in America.
Really?
And that drives me nuts.
So I don't want to know what's in some of the bad dog food, right?
No, you really don't. I think some of it is just profit-driven, I would guess. I can't figure out any other reason you wouldn't make sure you have the best ingredients.
Yeah, and I buy the pink bag, whatever that is. But you have, what is it, Nature something, Wild something? What do you sell?
Taste the Wild.
Yeah,
my dogs do really well on the salmon. Actually, I'm thinking about getting pretty hardcore into it here pretty soon. So, more later.
What about, I buy the weight control pink bag. I don't even know what that is. Biomes or what? I always say it's a penny a pellet. Do not drop it. Anyway, if I give Charlie yours, will it make him gain weight?
No, well, it's all in how much exercise he gets and how well you regulate his food.
Well,
so,
what if he's a Zamboni machine and steals Lovey's food all the time?
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's all about, just like us. You know, if you eat more calories, you're going to gain weight.
Okay.
You know, if you exercise more, you're going to drop weight.
It's amazing. I can open a bag of chips, you know, like a Tostito, and the dogs can be, no matter where, it's like a dog
whistle.
Anywhere
in the house.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere. And then they all know if they're a room away, if Bella's chewing, they come running.
Well,
How do they know that?
You'll hear the quick patter headed your way, and you know you got a herd of dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
just like the cats with the can opener and all that.
Yeah. Cats come with the can opener?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, mighty hunters hunting the sulfane rapanoid.
And it's so ridiculous how they wait by the crock pot. How do they know they're going to get pot roast? How?
You got a reputation, I guess.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. And I swear they work on their eyes. I swear they have a mirror working on their eyes. They just do. They just can't
public school 101.
It's unbelievable. Okay, people, where do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, we're at Kirby Madison. We're by the police station on Route 150 in Mahomet. 355 Pets or 586 Pets will get a hold of us.
And you're doing $20 bathe, really?
$20 year round.
Walter's awesome.
Okay, well, Walter's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get hold of Dr. Todd Likens. Tell Bruce I say yo.
Yeah, Bruce is right here, right behind me. Look at his phone.
We're looking at his phone. And Mufasa, okay, everything good there?
Mufasa's king of the house, you know, he's running the roost.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, I really think it's a real thing. His name is, Icicle or something? But when I call him Mufasa, he leans back. He leans back and looks at you like, did you hear him? He just called me Mufasa. He just called me Mufasa.
Yeah, Mufasa acts like he's a king. No doubt about it.
Listen, buddy, thanks for your time every Tuesday. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. You guys, too.
All right. Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro at Madison Kirby. They breed the white goldens.
355 Pets.
All right. We're going to break.
Also a location near the police department in Mahomet.
Enjoyed having Rick Horton on this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Great chatting with him. Cardinal Caravan is coming up Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn. Get there at 11 if you want to sit in the front row. And then noon is when we start, 1 o'clock when the autograph starts, about an hour program.
Right, 400 autograph tickets handed out to those 15 and under, and then others can go through with their one item.
Yeah. You know, there's a... You read these stats sometimes, and you just can't believe them. I'm going to talk to addiction specialist Doe Shrink after the news. Apparently, marijuana use by pregnant women's on the rise.
Hmm.
How do they even tell? How do you know that? Do you think a woman that smokes marijuana who's pregnant is, like, willingly answering a survey question?
Right.
How do they determine that?
But I didn't know there were even studies or anything to, like you said, determine that.
I just would question the validity. I just can't believe a woman pregnant drinks or smokes. I know they do. But it's,
or maybe they don't know?
I don't know. Maybe. It's possible.
Okay.
They might not know.
More likely.
Also coming up next hour, live from Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
All the gadgets.
Some developments in the TV department. And cars, too.
Oh,
pretty cool.
TV and cars? Or in cars. There's technology in cars.
I don't know. We'll ask.
All right. That's live from Las Vegas. We'll do that coming up in our next hour as well. Glad you're listening. It is, what is this, Tuesday, January 9th. And getting warmer over the next few days. All this white's going to go away. Then it gets